Today's shir is Masech Bav Metziah Daf Chav Ches, and we will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, four lines from the top, El Amarava. As we have been discussing, the Gemara is in the middle of a sugya, simonim, that when an item is found, then we return it based on simonim, a simonim deraisa derabbana. El Amarava, says Rava, simonim deraisa. The fact that we return an Aveda based on Simonim is Midaraisa. Tiksiv, because the Pasuk says, V'hoye imcha ad roish achicha oisa. The item that you found should remain with you until somebody comes to claim it. So ask the Braisa, V'chisal al datcha, shidnenu kodim shidrushenu. Why do we need a Pasuk to teach us that it should remain with us until somebody claims it? Of course, will we give it back before somebody claims it? I'll show you what the Torah means to teach us is investigate im ramayihu im ein ramayi. If the person who is claiming that the item is his is honest or not. Laugh. How do we conduct this investigation? With simonim. With the person bringing simonim that the item is his. Shmamina. From here we have a raya that simonim are deraisa. Ask the Maram Shif. Yesterday we had a similar Gemara. We had a similar drasha from the word simla, and the Gemara again said that that proof wasn't conclusive because maybe what the Torah means is edim. How do we now? Why is this drasha any better than that drasha? So he indeed explains what the Gemara is saying now is that. The Gemara means to say we should use this pasuk to prove to us that the pshat in the pasuk of simla is that we should return an item based on simonim. Says the Gemara, Amarava, im temtzolayim simonim deraisa, if you will hold that simonim are effective midaraisa, stops the Gemara immediately. Im temtzolayim, what does im temtzolayim mean? If you'll say, didn't we just say, pashatlan, didn't we just prove that simonim are effective midaraisa? Answers the Gemara, Mishum dekelamayim kedishaninim. Because we could argue, as we did in the previous year, that even though the Torah requires that we do investigation, who says that simonim are an adequate proof? Maybe you need edim. So that's why the Gemara says that what we're saying that simonim are effective is only an im temtzolayim. So the Gemara continues. Rava continues. Simonim is simonim. If we have a situation that an item was found and there are two different people coming to claim and bring simonim that this item is there, the halach is yoniach, it should be left. Yimunach at Shiova Eliyahu. And as a machloikus rishonim, how to understand the situation of simonim v'simonim. Certainly, the simplest way of understanding it is that they both come with equal simonim. They both either have simon muvik, or they both have a simon she'enim muvik, and therefore we can't know what to do with this item. And aloch is yiniach, it should be left. However, there's a machloikus rishonim regarding other scenarios, what the din would be. One question is, what would be the halacha if one has a simon muvik and one has a simon she'enim muvik? So there the Rishonim want to suggest, it depends on the sugya that we've been learning for the last 2 days. If we hold that simonim are effective midaraisa, even a simon she'enim muvik, so some Rishonim suggest, then both types of simonim remain equal, and again the halacha will be in the yach. But if we'll say that a simon she'ena muvik is only effective midar rabbanon, and a simon muvik is effective midar aisa, then certainly we'll give it to an individual that holds that we give it to simon that brought the simon muvik. However, there are rishonim that say that even if we'll hold that a simon she'ena muvik is effective midaraisa, still, certainly a simon muvik is stronger than a simon she'ena muvik, and even though both are effective midaraisa, we will give it to the individual who brings the simon Muvik. And then they Rishonim, they go even further. They say, let's say we'll have two individuals that both brought a Simen Muvik, but we determine that one Simen Muvik is more of a Raya than the other, it's a better Simen, even though they both have Simonim Mufhakim, or both have Simonim Sh'enim Mufhakim. But according to our reasoning, one situation is stronger than the other, the halacha will be that we will give it to the person who has the better simen, even if on halachic status they're equal. Furthermore, there's a machlokes rishonim. Some rishonim learn, as our Gemara actually says, the halacha is yemunach at shiyav eliyahu. Since we have this situation, we have to leave it as is. However, there are Rishonim, the Rambam, who says that if the two parties want to make a pshara, want to come to terms, that they divide the item or whatever, that is acceptable. And Ramosha, in the Dibris Ramosha, explains what is the basis of this machlokes. He says that the mandama that says Yemunach Shevel Elyo, that opinion is very understandable. Because our Gemara says that clearly. The Rambam, however, will hold, says Ramosha, that since we don't have any necessary reason to believe that either of these individuals are lying, therefore the halacha allows them to come to compromise between themselves. The Mefarshim also ask, why over here is the halacha that the two parties should leave the item Yemunach at Shiyav Elyo, or according to the Rambam they should come to terms? Why don't we say, like we said in the first Mishnah of the Masechta, Yachloiku, that they should divide the item between themselves? So there are a number of terutzim given to this question. One terutz is that we only say Yachloiku when both parties are holding an item together and we don't know what to do, so we learned that the halacha is yachloiku, they should divide it amongst themselves. Here, neither party is holding the item, and therefore we don't say yachloiku. Another pshat that I saw is that Rav Chaim Briska suggests this pshat. I am the person that found this object. We have two people coming with simonim. I have the obligation to do mitzvahs hashavas aveda. If I will give half of the object to one individual and the other half to the other individual, I will have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, because really one person is the owner, and since I have an obligation to properly fulfill the mitzvah of Shavas Aveda, I can't give it to either unless I'm sure he's the owner. Ramei Simcha de Ar Sameach has a similar pshat. He says as follows. He says the halacha is that, as we've been learning, that we rely on simonim to identify who is the owner of the object, and therefore he is the person that I should give the object to. He says clearly here we can't rely on simonim because both of them have simonim. So says Ramei Simcha, in a situation where they both have simonim, so simonim no longer become a valid method of identifying who is the owner, and therefore I can't give it back to either of them. Simonim ve'edim. If there's one person who brings simonim and one brings edim, yinosin l'bal edim, we should give it to the one who brings edim. Most rishonim, and so is the opinion of the Shach, hold that our Gemara is referring to a situation, even in a case where one person has simonim of hokim. But our Gemara is saying that edim are better than simonim of hokim. However, there are, the Mashal suggests that our Gemara is referring to simonim she'enim of hakim. So we're going to compare simonim she'enim of hakim against edim. There we say edim are stronger. But if we're going to compare simonim of hakim versus edim, there, that's not what our Gemara is referring to. And in fact, some Paiskim want to suggest that Simhanim may be stronger than Edom. As we discussed earlier in the Perek, that just like Tfias Ayin may be stronger than Simhanim, so too may Simhanim and Hakim be considered in the same category as Tfias Ayin. another situation. Simonim v'simonim ve'ed echad. Both of them have simonim, and one of them, besides having a simon, also has an ed echad. So the halacha is ed echad k'man delei sedami. As far as it's this situation, it's a momen shaila, so we don't give credence to ed echad, and the halacha is yiniach. So there's a machlokes rishonim. What would be the halacha if somebody lost an item, it was found, and he doesn't have simon, but he brings an eid echad? Would an eid echad be sufficient evidence to claim an item? The Ritva says that an eid echad is insufficient. The Ran holds that it's only in our Gemara where the question comes up. But certainly if a person doesn't have simonim, but he has an eid echad that the item is his, then we rely on the eid echad. Rabbi Chanan explains the Ran's position, that he says that even though normally the halacha is you need two edim, that's only where I want to extract money from a muchzik. Somebody's holding on to money, I'm making a claim on that money, so the halacha is in order for my claim to be validated, I need to have two edim. But in a situation where, like Al Gemara, where somebody's holding on to the item, who's just found the item, he clearly is not the owner of the item, and Eid Echad is sufficient. The Shari Yosher similarly explains the Ran's position. He says that the only time two Eidim are required is when there is a dispute. So there, in order to resolve a dispute, you need two Eidim. But the case of Al Gemara, there's no dispute. I found an item, and somebody comes to make a claim, we could rely on an eid echad. Then, there's another machlokes. We know that throughout Shas, the halacha is that even though, as we just said, an eid echad is insufficient to extract money, the halacha is that an eid echad is mechayev v'shvuah. So what would be the halacha in this case, where we have each person bringing a simon, and one of the person brings an eid echad? Could that person who brings the eid echad make that the other person should have to make a shvuah? So it's actually a machlokes of the Rosh and the Muke Yosef. The Rosh says that just like throughout Shas, the halacha is that an eid echad is mechayev shvuah, here too, the eid echad will obligate the other party to make a shvuah. The Muke Yosef disagrees, and he says that an eid echad here does not mechayev shvuah. He says the only time the Torah requires a shvuah be made based on the testimony of an eid echad is in a situation where I come and claim you owe me money, and I only have an eid echad to support my claim, so you'll make a shvuah and you won't have to pay. In the case of our Gemara, however, when I will bring an eid echad and I have a simon and you have a simon, if you make a shvuah, you still won't get the item, and therefore where the shvuah won't cause you any real benefit, the Torah is not mechayev shvuah. The Rosh's opinion is obviously that the Torah says a flat din that every situation of an eid echad, a shvuah is required. If both parties bring Edim, but one brings an Eid Ariga and one brings an Eid in the Fila. One brings an Eid that he is the one that created this Beged, and the other one brings an Eid that brings Edim that saw the garment fall from him. The halach is to Nosin Eid in the Fila. The person who's able to bring Edim that the item fell from him prevails. We say, even though the other one has Edim that he was the one that made the Beged, he made it and then he sold it, and the person that bought it is the one that lost it. If we have a situation of Midas Archoi or Midas Rochvoi, and the way the Sna explains this Gemara, the type of garment that's being discussed here is a garment like our Talesim, that are worn sort of like a cape. But moreover, not only are they worn like a cape, but the length of the garment is worn to the width of the body, and the width of the garment is worn to the length of the individual. Now, when a person is wearing a talus, if a person is wearing a talus, and we want to estimate the dimensions of the talus, it's a lot easier to estimate the length, the width of the talus, which we wear to our length, to our height, versus identifying the length of the talus, which we wear to our width. Why? Because we see the person standing. Let's say the person is 6 feet tall, and the talus is a foot off the ground. We could easily estimate that this talus is a 5 foot wide talus. The length of the talus, which is worn to the width of the person's body, however, is harder to estimate because it's not all spread out. And therefore, midas archoi, midas rochvoi, if two people come in identifying simonim, one could speak to the length of the beged and one could speak to the width of the beged. So as I just explained, it's easier to estimate the width rather than the length. So tenasim l'midas archoi. The midas rochvoi, shiur kamishalei, kamachslei mar v'koi. To estimate the width of the beged, I could do as soon as I see the person standing. On midas archoi, however, to estimate the length of the beged, l'mishtalo, is not that easy. Then we have another situation, where we have one individual coming in, saying, midas archoi, or midas rachvoi, or midas gamov. He's able to say, one person says the length and the width of the beged, and the other one says, midas gamov, the entire dimension of the beged, but he isn't able to go down into the detail of saying this is the length and this is the width. Again, yinasen l'midas archoi v'rachvoi, it's clear that the person who knows more detail, it's more assumable, he is the one that is the owner of the beged. Midas archoi, midas rachvoi, midas mishkalaisov, one person is able to identify the length and the width of the beged, and the other one is able to identify the weight of the beged. The halach is, yinasin l'midas mishkalaisov, that we give to the person who could identify the weight of the beged. And as the Mefarshim explained, typically, people don't weigh their suits. So if somebody is able to say the weight of a beged, that clearly shows that he's very familiar with this beged, and he's the owner of this beged. Says the Gemara along the same lines. Hu amer simani aget, v'hi amer simani aget. There's a dispute between the husband and the wife. Who dropped the get? The husband says he did. The wife says she did. The halach is yinasan la. She wouldn't normally know anything about the get because it's he who writes the get. So the fact that she's able to show simonim is proof that she was the one that had the get. However, the Gemara drills down and says, "B'mai, what type of identifying marks was she able to say? Ilay may be this archa v'rochvoy, that she was able to identify the length and the width of the document. That isn't a proof that she really had it, because Dilma b'handi d'nakut loychazitzei. As long as the husband was holding the get, she was able to see it, and therefore this is not a valid proof. What is a valid simon? She's able to say that the get has this hole. That is something that she wouldn't be familiar with unless she had actually received the get, and therefore she gets the get. The machloikis rishonim, when we're saying now that we give the get to her because she's able to identify this simon, the riff and the ramam hold, that we only give it to her if she's able to identify it with a simon muvik. Whereas the Rosh says, we would even give it to her if she only had a simon beinani, a simon she'enim muvik. Hu aymer simon echot, v'yemer simon echot. If they both are able to identify the cord that was used to put around the document, the halach is yinasan la, then she prevails. However, says the Gemara B'mai, Ilayim b'chir v'sumka, that she was able to identify the color of the string. So how is that a proof that she had the get? V'damma b'had d'nakad lechazitzei. As long as she was, while he was still holding the get, she saw the color of the cord. Says the Gemara B'midas Archai, she's able to say the length of the cord. She would only be able to say the length of the cord if she actually had received the get. Hu ame b'chfisa. They both say that the get was found in a certain type of a bag. The halach is yinasan loy. My tama, Because her saying that the get was in that bag is in no way indicative that she really received the get. Because may the other, she knows the call the mother is like, that her husband, whatever he received, he keeps in that bag. And being able to say that doesn't prove that she actually had to get. Says the Mishnah. Until when somebody finds an Aveda, how long does he have to announce that he found it? As long as his neighbors find that. And the Gemara will explain what this means. We have to hold on to it for Shalosh Regalim. V'achal regal achron, after the last yontiv of the Shalosh Regalim, you wait another shiva yomim, 7 days, and again we'll see in the Gemara why. Kidei shielich lebeis shloish shiv yachzer shloish shiv, time for the person who heard this announcement to get home. Takes him 3 days to get home, 3 days to get back, v'yachzer mechod, and 1 day for the person to make the announcement. And therefore, after 7 days, after the third yontiv, the finder, the din of Hashavas Aveda of Achroza ends. We'll explain what happens, what does the person do at that point, the finder. The Mefarshim point out, the Rishonim already point out, that the shear that our Mishnah gave is somewhat difficult to understand. Because normally, when the Chazal gives a shear, they give us a consistent shear. In our Gemara, what we have here is that it's Shalosh Regalim. Now, Shalosh Regalim can mean a very different amount of time. That means if I found something Erev Yontif, if I find something Erev Sukkis, Shalosh Regalim will be up about 8 months later after Shavuos. But if I find something, let's say, right after Sukkis, Shalosh Regalim will take up to almost a year till next year Sukkis. And we know that typically when Chazal give Shiurim, they give consistent Shiurim. Here, we find that the Gemara, the Chazal, said Shalosh Regalim, which is an inconsistent shear. So I saw that the Mefarshim actually explained that the Pshat here is, we're trying to do Hashavas Aveda. We're trying to return the item that was lost by making an announcement. And the announcement is made in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, when people came up to Yerushalayim to be Oil Regal. It was typical, say the Mefarshim, that a person, even if he would miss being Oil Regal because something came up that prevented him from being Oil Regal, it was typical that he would certainly he would not miss 3 Yom Tovim. And the Mefarshim explained, number one, because a person doesn't want to miss 3 Yom Tovim from being Oil Regal. And furthermore, we learned in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, there's a din about Ta'achar. That if somebody donated a carbon, he has up to 3 Yom Tovim to bring the carbon, and if he doesn't bring it by then, he's over the Aveira of Baal Ta'achar. So, since people typically brought Kabonis, it could be a safe assumption that the person will bring the carbon within Shalosh Regalim, and therefore everybody will have been in Yerushalayim by Shalosh Regalim, and that's why Shalosh Regalim is enough time to make an announcement. So the Mishnah said, "Kidei sheyedu b'shchena," was the opinion of Rameya. What does that mean? Tana shchena aveda. The people around the aveda. Ask them, "Amai shchena aveda?" Ilay mishchena the bal aveda, the neighbors of the person who lost it. Ask the Gemara, "I yodalei." If I know who lost the item, leis of ladri nalei, I should give it back to him. Says the Gemara, "El shchena mokum shnitzus b'aveda." The announcement according to Rameya should be made in the vicinity of where the Aveda was found, because that's likely where the person who lost it is. Rabbi Hudaimer, we give him the 3 regalim in the 7 days. Rimini asked the Gemara Masechta Tainus discusses, when do we begin saying Talamotah in Etz Yisrael? Tanakama holds, B'shloshim Machezvin Shalom Segishom. 3 days in Machezvin, we could start saying already Shalosh Regalim. Shall say Talmud. Ragamli Loima, Bazaimba, Tezva of Yom Achachag. Saimba Machezvin, which is 15 days after Yontif, Kadesh Yagia Achron Shabbat Yisrael and Naparas. Time for everybody to be able to travel home. So Taisus Yontif asks, Why does Rabbi Gamliel have to say Zayin b'Macheshvin, which is 15 days after Yom Tov? Why does he have to give two dates? Tosfos Yom Tov says, because since we know in the time of Chazal, Rosh Chodesh was not standard, so what Rabbi Gamliel is saying is, what we really look for is 15 days after Yom Tov, because we want to give people time to travel, and it takes them those 15 days to travel, and that may end up being Zayin Mar Cheshvin or Ches Mar Cheshvin, depending if Tishrei is Mali or Chaser. The Mefarsh also say, from here we see that even after the Churban Abayis, people still traveled to the Yerushalayim for Yom Tovim. Because the question comes up, if Rav Gamliel is saying that the only reason we say the same Talmud on Zayin Mar Cheshvin is to give people a chance to travel home from Yerushalayim after Sukkot, so the question is, so when there's no Beis HaMikdash, why wait till Zayin Mar Cheshvin? It seems that people still continue traveling to Yerushalayim for Yom Tovim even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. But then I saw that the question is asked, if we're saying that you need 15 days to travel, and we don't want to start being mispalel the same talamotor until everybody's home, they shouldn't get stuck in the rain, so why Pesach do we only stop saying the same talamotor on the first day of Yom Tov? We should stop 15 days before Yom Tov, so that the people who are traveling to the Beis HaMikdash, to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov, shouldn't be stuck in the rain. So one shot that I saw is that we know there's a klal of shluchei mitzvah ein nezaiken. If somebody's going to do a mitzvah, he's going to be fine. So people who are traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach are shluchei mitzvah, and they have nothing to be concerned. Traveling home after Sukkot is already a machloikis if shluchei mitzvah on the way home from a mitzvah have what to be concerned. So according to the Man D'Omer, according to the opinion, that shluchei mitzvah on the way home from a mitzvah don't have the protection of shlichus mitzvah. Therefore, we had to give them the 15 days to get home before they start the same talmud. But then I saw a different answer from Chaim Kanievsky. He says you can't compare a person going to do a mitzvah to a person coming home from a mitzvah. The person who's traveling to Yerushalayim for Pesach is going to Yerushalayim to do a mitzvah, a lila regal, bring a karm Pesach. Rain doesn't bother such a person, and therefore we don't have to stop saying the same talmuter. He has no problem. He's going to go in the rain. He's going to do a mitzvah. Somebody who's coming home from Yerushalayim is not going towards a mitzvah anymore. He doesn't have that attitude, and therefore we have to make sure that it doesn't rain. But here we see it takes so much longer to travel home. Our Mishnah says you could travel home in 3 days. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Yosef Loikasha. Kamei Mikdash Rishon, Kamei Mikdash Sheni. It's different between the time of the first Beis HaMikdash versus the second Beis HaMikdash. But Mikdash Rishon and the Fish Yisrael Tuva, by the Mikdash Rishon we were a lot of Jews throughout Eretz Yisrael. The Ksib of Yehud of Yisrael, Rabim, Kechol Hayom, Asher Al Hayom, Leroyv, Bina Kulahai. They lived throughout Israel, and therefore they needed all this time to get home, being in Kulehai. However, Mikdash Sheni, the Loy Mefishi Yisrael Tuva, there weren't so many Jews living in Israel. The Ksibu Kol HaKahol, Kecher Arba Ribui Alapayim, Shloish Meis Veshishim, there were only 42,360 Jews. So they didn't live in such a wide area, and therefore Loy Bina Kulehai, they didn't need so much time to get home. Amle Abaya, Vaksivi Yeshva, Kahanim Velaviyim, even though there were so many less Jews in Eretz Yisrael by the second Beis HaMikdash, but they inhabited all of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, says the Gemara, now that we've established this, just the opposite. Mikdash Rishon, the Nefesh Yisrael Tuva, by the Beis HaMikdash where there were many Jews, the Mitzavis Alma, and many people were traveling in large groups. So you always could get a ride home. There were constant people traveling, so you could get home quicker, like being in Kulahai. And therefore, the Saga B'Tlai Siyama, in 3 days you could get home. However, Migdash Sheni, the line of fish Yisrael Tuva. There weren't that many Jews in Eretz Yisrael. V'loy mitzavas alma. There weren't so many large groups traveling. V'loy mishtacha she'arta the azli b'yom b'layla. There wasn't this constant travel from Yerushalayim back throughout Eretz Yisrael. Bein in kulahai, it took longer till you were able to get a flight home. Rav Amar, loy shlam b'migdash rishon, v'loy shlam b'migdash sheni. Loy tricha rabbanu b'aveda yos medai. Chazal, even though maybe it takes longer, but this is all midrabbanan. And as the Mefarshim explained, we already waited 3 Yom Tovim, and now we're waiting another 7 days. Chazal said it's enough. Amar Vina, Shema Mino. From our Gemara we see that Kimachris, there's a question which we'll discuss, we have discussed and continue to discuss. When somebody makes the announcement, he found the goat, does he say, I found something lost? Or does he identify what he lost? And the person, the owner, has to give a simon in it. Kimachris, we should, from our Gemara, it seems that we have a raya that Kimachris, Glima Machris. Now, when he makes the announcement, that he found the coat. If we're going to say all he announces is just that he found something lost, we should have to add on another day. In other words, if we announce that I found a coat, so the person goes home and looks through his coats. That's very easy. But if I just said I found something and I don't identify what was found, then the person that goes home has a much bigger job in searching. So we should give him more time. Al shmamina, isn't this a proof? Glima machris, that I already do say what was the specific item that I found. Shmamina. So we have a raya. Rav Amar fil tema v'tzimachris. It's not conclusive proof. For loyetuchinu rabbanan b'aveda yos medai. Chazal, again, didn't want that the person should have to hold on to the aveda he found for too long, and therefore it's enough that he should just make he should just say aveda, and we don't have to hold on much longer. Says the Gemara, Tana rabbanan, regal rishon, I'm a regal rishon. When it's the first yontif, he announces that this is the first yontif. Regel sheni, by the second yontif, I'm a regel sheni. He says this is the second yontif that I'm making the announcement. Regel shlishi, I'm a stamp. By the third yontif, he doesn't say what yontif it is. Ask the Gemara, v'amai, lemer regel shlishi, why shouldn't he make an announcement that this is the third yontif, which will get people to pay attention, because they know it's the last yontif? Answers the Gemara, Dilma osla chlufa b'sheni. A person hearing a number may confuse, and instead of saying, I heard that's the third yontif, the last yontif of announcement, may get confused and think that it's the second yontif. So ask the Gemara, if so, sheni nami, when the person makes the announcement that it's the second yontif, why should we not be concerned, osla chlufa b'ration, that the listener will think that he's saying it's the first yontif? Says the Gemara, even if he makes that mistake, it's not that terrible, because kasa regel shlishi, there's still a third yontif coming, he still has time. Tana rabbanan, b'rishayna kol mi shemotza aveda, at the beginning, whoever found an aveda, haymak was ala shlosh regolim. You would make an announcement for shlosh regolim. V'achar regel achron, as we learned, you wait shivas yamim. K'day sh'yela shlosh v'yachza shlosha v'yachriz yom echad. However, b'shachar beis hamigdosh shibana b'meher b'yameinu. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so we don't have this option, Hiskinu Shei Machrizim about the Knesset about the Midrashas. The announcement was made in the Shul. Umeshurabu Anasim, when people came, that the law was that if somebody finds something, it's confiscated and given to the government. Hiskinu Shei Medin L'Shechena Midoy V'Dayev. Informed the neighbors, and it's enough. My Meshurabu Anasim, as we just said, Dama Avidah Talamalka, that they said that whatever is found should be given to the, has to be turned over to the government. It says the Gemara, Rav Ami Ashkech Ujida Dinri, Rav Ami found a vessel of gold coins. Chazihu Bar Nashta Kamisas. So somebody saw that Rav Ami was scared that it would be taken away, be confiscated, and given to the government. You can keep it for yourself. The La Persoinai. I'm not a Persian. Damri Avidatul Malka. And therefore you have nothing to be frightened of me. And the Paiskim discuss what indeed is the Alocha nowadays that the din is that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. The Chassam Sofer suggests that if somebody finds an Aveda, he should put an ad in the newspaper. However, the Paiskim say that even though putting an ad in the newspapers is what should be done, one doesn't have to pay to put the ad into the newspaper. It's only in newspapers that will place the ad for free. Furthermore, say the Mefarsh, the Paiskim, you're certainly not obligated to put into every newspaper, especially nowadays where there's so many newspapers available. Bechlal, the Chazon Ish says, that if I make the announcement that I found an Aveda, and somebody wants to come claim it, it is not I, the finder, who has the obligation to bring it to the person who's claiming it, it's that person's obligation to come to me. Reb Moshe says that what should be done with an Aveda is that a sign should be hung up in a public place, in public places near where the Aveda was found. A sign should be hung up in the shul or in the yeshiva near where the Aveda was found, or if it was found, Reb Moshe says, in an apartment building, a sign should be put up near the elevators where people, all the people who live in the home, in that house, go, and that, according to Reb Moshe, is enough. I also saw from Rav Bloy, the Pesach Choshen, he says that most bus companies or other such situations have lost and found apartments. So he says, let's say I find something on a bus and I return it to the lost and found department of the bus company. I find something in the airport. I give it to the lost and found department of the airport. So he says, even though they certainly don't follow all of the halachas of Hashavas Aveda that we have been discussing, that is satisfactory lahalacha. Tanabon, Evan Toyin Hos Bishlaim. There was a certain place in Bishlaim that was called the Evan Toyin. That Kamish of the Aveda, anybody lost something, Niflusham. That was the lost and found. Become Misha Meitzah Veda Niflusham. If you lost something, you found something, you went there. Za'amim Mimachris. So somebody will make an announcement that I lost something. Za'amim Vinais and Siman Vinotli. And the person who thought he lost it would give a simon and take it. Vizuish Shaninu. And this is the place that we learned about Tsuvru im Nimchasa Evan Atoyim. The Gemara discusses Mesechta Tainus. There was once a drought, and people came to Choni Amagel to daven that there should be rain. And first he started davening, and the rain came down torrential, and then he was bowel, and there was a tremendous amount of rain. And the people came back and asked him to daven, it should stop raining already. So he said, Amos bowelim al roiv toiva. We don't daven that a good thing should stop. And he said to them, Tsuru'u, go look. Im nimcha even atoyin. Some say, I'll only daven. What Chayni was saying was, I'll only be mispalled that it should stop raining if that stone dissolved, which obviously doesn't happen from rain. Or others say that the stone was very tall. He says, if it rains so much that the rain reaches the top of the stone, then I'll be mispalled that it should stop raining. And that is the place called Evan Atoyin. It's machloikus rishonim if the Evan Atoyin was in Yerushalayim. The Ben Yoyada says a beautiful pshat. Why was this place called Evan Atoyin? So he says this spot helped Klal Yisrael have a taina, make a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Klal Yisrael were able to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your nation, Klal Yisrael. They're mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Saveda. So taina, we have a claim to you that you too should be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Saveda and bring us home, bring us back to Yisrael with Mashiach. And that's why perhaps our Gemara, we find a very interesting language, terminology in our Gemara, which we don't typically find. The Gemara many times speaks about Mishchar Beis Hamikdash. But the Gemara usually doesn't add the words Shiyibona b'mheira b'yameinu. Al Gemara adds the words Shiyibona b'mheira b'yameinu. Why? Maybe because the mitzvah Shavas Aveda is such a tremendous mitzvah that if somebody's been mekayim that mitzvah, it helps us have a claim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyibona b'mheira b'yameinu, that he too should bring us back to where we belong, to Yisrael. Amar as Aveda, if the person was able to make, the person who says he lost the item was able to name the item. However, we shouldn't give it to him. For a moy, even if he identified the simanim, layitin loy. Shnema ad derosh achicha oisai. Achadidrish asachicha. You have to investigate the status of the claimant im ramayhu imen ramay. If he is or isn't an honest individual. So I saw the mafarshim explain. We say by hashanas hashana lamancha darshenu. So mafarshim explain what does that mean. We say hashanas on sukkis. After Rosh Hashanah, Sarah Shemay Tshuva, and Yom Kippur. And we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashana, we're davening to you, L'man Chadar Sheinu, you could check if Ramoy, or Loi Ramoy, if our Tshuva was sincere or not. Machlokes Rishonim, the one our Mishnah says, that we have to investigate the status of the claimant, if he's honest or dishonest. What would be the din by Ramoy if he gives a Simon Muvik? Will we give it back to him or not? Some Rishonim say that even though he's a Ramoy, but if it's a Simon Muvik, we'll give it back. And others say, our Mishnah seems to say, that we never give something to a Ramoy. Itma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Averi Tamachris. Again, as we discussed earlier, what is the announcement made? Is the announcement just that we found something lost? Rabbi Nachman Amar Glima Machris. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Averi Tamachris. We make an announcement just that a lost object was found. The Amrit Glima Machris, if we're going to be more specific, Chashinah L'Ramoy, we have to be Chashish for Ramoyim. Nachman Amar Glima Machris, L'Ramoy Lo Chashinah. We don't have to be concerned about Ramoyim. Din Kain, Ein L'Davah Seif. Ask the Gemara, Tanan, we just learned in our Mishnah, Amres Aveda V'Loy Amar Simonah, if the person was only able to identify the Aveda, but not the Simonim, Hare Ze Lo Yitin Loy. We shouldn't give it to him. Ask the Gemara. If we say that the announcement made is just an Aveda, the Mishnah is teaching us that Afagav the Amagalima, even though he was able to identify that it was a garment that was lost, still, if he can't say the Simonim, we won't give it back to him. But if we're going to say that the announcement that made is that it was a coat that was found, and so Ami Iu Glima, if the person who found it says I found a coat, Vami Iu Glima, and the owner or the person who lost something says it's a coat, so obviously Tzrich Lameima Kiloy Amis Siman Alay Madrin Alay. Does our Mishnah have to teach us that if he can't give a simon, we don't give it back? Of course, if he doesn't give a simon, he hasn't added anything. Answers the Gemara. Amar of Safral Oilam Glima Makras. Rav Nachman's opinion is not refuted. The announcement is that I found a coat. Ami Iu Glima. And Mishnah is referring to a case where the claimant was able to identify that the garment with the simonim. The Mishnah said, what does it mean that he didn't say the simonim? He wasn't able to identify simonim of Hakim, and then we won't return it to him if he is a Ramoy. Ramoy, Abishas Amas Simonaya, Hareza Lo Yitin Lai. Tanabon. Brishayna Kamisha of the Aveda. Originally, whoever would find an Aveda, give simonim and take it. However, you have to prove your honesty, vital, and then you can take it. He lost a donkey and it was found. So the question was brought to Rabbi Rav Huna. Bring Edom that you are not dishonest, for telling you could take back your donkey. Also, Isasadi, so he brought Adam. Amala Yiditim Beid Rabayahu, Rabbi Marafun asked, do you know that he's a dishonest person? Amala in, yes. So Rapapa's father heard what they said. Amala Anora Ma'ana, you're saying I'm dishonest? Amala Nai, so Adam said, I not love Ramay at Kamirin. What we meant to say was that you're not dishonest, that you're an honest individual. Rav Rav Huna, in a person wouldn't bring Adam to say bad about him, and we let them revise their testimony. As the Mefarshim explained, normally there's halacha, kivin shehigid, shuv ein achayz romagid. Once you give testimony, you can't revise it. Here, however, it was so obvious that it was just a misunderstanding of the question and answer that there was no problem of kivin shehigid shuv ein achayz romagid. The Mefarshim asked, why is there a problem anyway? the halacha is that even though kimi shehigit shuvei nechayzeru magid, the din is that toich kedei dibur, the aid could revise his testimony. So why do we have to say this pshat? So mefarshim say the only time an aid could Rishonim say this, the only time an aid could revise a testimony toich kedei dibur is if he revises it on his own, not if he's prompted. Here the Eidim were prompted, and still we allow them to revise the testimony because it's obvious there was a misunderstanding. Says the Mishnah, Kol davish oisav oichel, anything that works and eats, yasav yoichel. So you find it, you should put it to work, and give it to eat from what it produces. However, davish eino oisav oichel, yimacha, should be sold. Shenemev shivayis aloi, re'ei, you should consider what is the best way of teshiven aloi. And the Pais can go even into greater detail and saying sometimes it earns, but it doesn't earn that much. What should it then be then? So the Mefarshim say that as long as it will earn up to 50% of its worth, you should hold on to it, because people like to get back what is theirs. What if somebody sells the object, what should he do with the money? If Tafram Yishtamish Behem, he may use the money. The Fikachim Avdu, and therefore if the money is lost, Chai Bechriyosin, he becomes responsible for it. Rabbi Kiva Malay Yishtamish Behem, the Fikachim Avdu, and Chai Bechriyosin. Ask the Gemara, La'olam, does a person have to keep something that he found forever? Am Rav Nachman, Am Shmuel, Ad Yud Beis Chodesh, up to 12 months. Tanya Nami Hochi, Kol Davish Oysu Ve'Oichel, Kigoyin Parav Chamar, Metap Behen Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. You could take care of them for 12 months. V'kan Ve'Elech, Som Demeim Umanichem. Afterwards, he assesses the value and sells them. Agolim Seyochim, calves and young donkeys, Metap Behen Shloish Chadoshim. V'kan Ve'Elech, Som Demeim Umanichem. Since they don't really earn that much. Avoz V'tan Agolim, goose, geese and chickens, tabam shlosh v'yomim, kaveil som demeim manichem. Machlokes rishonim, if the person could buy the item for himself. Some rishonim say that it's inappropriate that he should buy it himself, he has to sell it to someone else. Other rishonim say you could buy it yourself, but you have to be careful that if you're going to buy it by yourself, if you're following that opinion of the rishonim, you should do the sale in Bezdin to make sure that it's 100% honest. Omar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Tanagoilus, Kabay Magasa, a hen is treated like a large egg. You could pay for the upkeep by selling for the eggs, the selling the eggs. Tanyamaki, Tanagos by Magasa, Tap Behem, Shnei Masa Chodesh. Mikan Ve'elach, Som Demeim Umanichen. Agolim Seyochim, Matap Behem Lamajoim, Mikan Ve'elach, Som Demeim Umanichen. That the care is more than it earns. Ask the Gemara, Kasha, Agolim Siyachim, Agolim Siyachim. We have a contradiction. The first price says that Agolim Siyachim are kept for 3 months. And the second one says they're kept only for 30 days. And similarly, Avozim Tanagoylim, we have a stira. The first brisa says you keep them for 30 days. The second brisa says 3 days. Answers the Gemara. Agol Mesiochem Oikasha, Haduraya. The one that says that you should keep it for 3 months refers to where they're left to graze. And therefore, it doesn't cost that much to keep them up. Haduptuma, where you have to feed them, so it costs you more, 30 days. Large ones that eat a lot, you should only keep for 3 days. Small ones that don't cost that much to keep up, because they don't eat that much, 30 days. Anything that does not work but eats. You have to consider what is the smart thing to do. Shloyachel egel agolim, you don't give a calf meat, or siach l'siachim, or don't give donkey meat. El avzel v'tanagolim. We certainly shouldn't spend more in taking care of the aveda than the aveda is worth. That's not what the Torah meant with the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda.